Thank you for coming to my presentation. My name is Mokhtar Moussi Dissa. I'm working on non-linear acoustic echo cancellation. I'm working in Turicom with a collaboration of Intel Mobile Communication in Sofia Antipolis. I'm going to talk to you about non-linear acoustic echo cancellation using a cascade model of non-linearities. I will first introduce the acoustic echo problem, then I will present the model we use for the acoustic path, and using this model I will present the non-linearity acoustic echo canceller that we propose in this paper, and then I will present the test result, and I will end my presentation with a conclusion. So let's go. The echo problem arises when the far end speaker signal is skipped by the microphone. We have the echo YN here, and then it's sent back to the far end speaker, and this with the delay in the network will introduce some perturbation in the network. To solve this problem, the main approach used is the acoustic echo canceller that tries to estimate the echo signal and suppress it in the microphone signal. And when Y hat is close to Y, we will reduce the effect of the echo. To estimate this echo, the IEC needs to an estimate of the acoustic channel, and the most common approach used is the linear environment case, where we suppose that the echo channel here is a convolution between the far end signal and the acoustic path, which represents the path of the downlink, the loudspeaker, the acoustic channel, and the microphone path. But today, as mobile phones are miniaturized and we use small devices, so the non-linearities, some devices introduce some non-linearities like the loudspeaker, and this non-linearity assumption doesn't talk in non-linear environment. And here we can see with some simulation where we introduce in the loudspeaker some non-linearity, a power 3 non-linearity. Here it's the output of the loudspeaker that we suppose that the loudspeaker introduced some non-linearities, and we can see how when the non-linearity effect increase, how the different linear algorithm performance decrease. And to solve this problem in general, we use a non-linear adaptive filter. The non-linear adaptive filter is a system that tries to estimate the linear part and the non-linear parts of the acoustic channel, and try to estimate the echo, the non-linear echo, and suppress it from the echo signal, from the microphone signal. But this model introduced some problem. As we can see here, we use many adaptive filters. This will introduce some slow convergence. And also, as in the linear case, our system depends on the model that we use. If we use a wrong model in our non-linear AAC, we will not improve the performance. So we need first a model of the non-linearities. In this case, we use a model of the loudspeaker, and we suppose that many of the non-linearities come from the loudspeaker. In our approach, we use a power filter of non-linearities. This comes from the test that we have done from some mobile phone and loudspeaker, and we have seen that this model is interesting to model the loudspeaker non-linearity effects. And we can also assume that in this case, the loudspeaker filters are very small compared to the acoustic channel. Here we model a linear acoustic channel, which is the acoustic channel and the microphone path. So we can suppose that the acoustic channel is a linear filter, and also the microphone is a linear filter. So the cascade of the two channels can be modeled as a linear filter with the characteristic of the acoustic channel, as we suppose that the acoustic channel is highly variable. So we can assume that this part is highly variable, and this part is less variable, but is non-linear. In our proposed approach, our aim is to use a cascade model where we try to first estimate the output of the loudspeaker here, and then we use a linear adaptive filter to estimate the linear path, the cascade of the acoustic channel and the microphone. When we use this model, we will get more improvement because in general, the variability of the channel, the variability of the acoustic path come from the acoustic channel. So that means we only need to, when the acoustic path change, we only need to readapt the AAC and we don't need to readapt the people's cell. Here is, we make a comparison between the parallel model of the power approach and the cascaded model that we propose here. Here we can see that they are mathematically equivalent. That means the first channel here is equivalent to the convolution between the HN and the first channel in the proposed cell. But what we can expect that in this case, when we use a cascaded model, that we have higher minimum error compared to the parallel model, because in the parallel model, as we estimate only one channel, we have less error compared to here, that we can have some minimum error here and minimum error in the proposed cell. So the global minimum error will be higher compared to the parallel case. And something that we can see that if the edge change here, we need to re-estimate all the filter here. And in this case, we just need to re-estimate only the linear part of the filter. Here we will go to how we estimate our model. We first given the different expression of our signal. Here YP is supposed to be, YP is the output of the preprocessor. And YN is the echo signal. And the estimated also is the same. We have YP hat, who is output of the preprocessor, and the sum of the YP hat will give the convolve with the H will give the estimated echo signal. And the error is the difference between the estimate, the difference between the echo signal and the estimated of and the estimated echo signal. Here we use a mean square estimation to see how our filter will react in a practice. Here we estimate our filter here can be estimated using the mean square error by the cross correlation between the Y, which is supposed to be the echo signal, and the YP, which is the loudspeaker output. But in reality, we don't have access to this YP signal, which is the output of the loudspeaker. So this gives us the idea that if the output of the loudspeaker is highly correlated, we will decrease the convergence rate of our linear filter. And then we go to the estimated of the preprocessor subfilter. This is what we call subfilter. This is a filter in the preprocessor. So we can see that each subfilter can be estimated as the cross correlation and the autocorrelation and the inverse autocorrelation of the output of the each preprocessor. This is the cross correlation between the output of one of the PF subfilter and the output of the other subfilter. And that's why in other paper, when a parallel system is used, people propose to use an orthogonalization to reduce this effect, because when the system is orthogonalized, this effect will go to zero. So after that, I will show you how we adaptively estimate the different filter. This is the normal linear least mean square approach we use here. We can see that it's a LMS algorithm, and we can see that in each case here we use the estimated of the output of our preprocessor, and also for the preprocessor subfilter we use the estimate of the linear AEC. As we use the estimate of the linear AEC, that means we need to use some lower step size in the preprocessor estimation to avoid for the stability. And also, as in most of our AEC approach, people initialize their filter to zero. Here, in this case, in cascaded approach, we cannot do the same thing because we will not change the effect of our filter. So we need to initialize one of the taps in the preprocessor equal to one. Now I will go to show you our test result. I will first give the our test setup. Here we use 5 people, so that means the P here is equal to 5. And for each people source, for each subfilter, we use 100 taps. And for the linear filter, we use 200. And in another case, we use 300 taps. We use as a signal to noise ratio, 13 dB and 14 dB. That means this is an echo signal to the noise ratio. So the first result is when we end, the first result show the different case where, as we suppose that we have some echo path changes. So we can see that for different point of the echo path changes, the different filter react differently. Here the power filter is what is the parallel model, and the proposed model here use 3 taps in the preprocessor and 5 taps in the preprocessor. And the blue one is the normal LMS, NLMS algorithm. When we zoom in the changes part, we can see that when the first echo path change arises, the NLMS and the power model, the parallel model, give better result compared to the proposed model. This is due to the fact that at the first change, the proposed model preprocessor didn't have a good, an accurate estimate of the preprocessor subfilters. And then we can see that at this point, the proposed approach give better results. And to the second echo path change, we have better result for the proposed model compared to the power model. The second test is when we change the echo path, the delay in the echo path. That means we suppose that we introduce some phase changes in the echo path. And as for the previous case, we can see that when the first delay change is introduced, we have better performance for the power filter and the LMS that reconverge faster. Then the proposed model try to readapt, and we have better performance. And when we go to the next echo delay changes, the proposed model have better convergence than the power filter and the linear LMS. And it's the end of our talk. I will go to the conclusion. We propose here a cascade approach to the nonlinear acoustic echo cancellation. We have shown that this model is more robust for the echo path changes and in the delay changes. The aspect perspective of this work is to reduce the complexity of the system, as most of the nonlinear systems are really complex, and also to have a better control on the preprocessor. Because when the echo path change, we should reduce the preprocessor adaptation, and it will improve the results. Okay. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. We can take some questions for the speaker. Steve.
The cascaded model give you, does its error surface have a global minimum, or does it have local
minimum? The cascaded model,
sorry, can you
get stuck in local minimum?
Yeah, it can generally give you as some local minimum, but what we assume here that the acoustic path is not a fixed acoustic path. We are not in a static environment, so we don't face to this kind of problem, because the global minimum arises when we suppose that the echo path is really a fixed. We are in a static model. The global minimum, as this the linear part of the echo path change, if we suppose that this change, so we will not have the problem of a local minimum in this case.
So because the linear part is non-stationary, it almost acts like it'll bring you out.
Yeah, it's concerning this. The preprocessor filter.
Sort of like a simulated. But that seems to take a
It's taking.
It seems like it would take a while to converge, at least initially.
Yeah. It depends how we.
It depends on initialization.
Yeah, how we initialize our system. But as I say, we need to use some lower step size in the preprocessor to avoid the preprocessor to diverge. As we use the estimate of the linear filter in the estimation of the subfilters.
Are there any other special initializations that the preprocessors, you can't initialize them to zero?
We can't initialize them to zero. We need to put one of the tabs to equal to one or another number different to zero.
Okay, any other questions? Emmanuel?
The linear echo path can be modeled as?
As part of the linear part can be modeled by your H1 hat in the system, in the left branch.
H1 can be modeled by? I didn't answer the question.
So your linear system can be modeled by H1 hat and H hat.
H1 hat and it can be modeled.
There is no unique solution.
But what happened in this case, that's if the H1 hat is not really equal to the H1, the residual H will be in the linear part of the H, and the inverse will be in the other subfilter. That's what's happening. It's not like.
So I was wondering if you would constrain H1 hat, would that increase robustness? Or since then you don't have this inverse in H2 hat, etc., might be quite wrong?
Yeah, it's really depend, because if we suppose that H1 hat and H2 hat are close to each other, even if it's inverse, this filter will be close to a Dirac function. Yeah, so it will not. I didn't make the test, but I think it will not affect the result, the performance of the system. But it will be interesting to, because there is in previous paper they use this constraint on H1 hat. Yeah.
Any other questions? Okay, I just had one small question myself.
Yeah.
Actually, it's two questions. In slide 3, did I notice that somebody was using their cell phone in a car?
In
slide 3.
Yeah.
Okay. So that struck me as slightly unusual.
It's
parked. Oh, that's good. Okay, I'm pleased about that. But a more serious question is, I'm really trying to understand what practical value, what is the magnitude of the practical value of moving to non-linear signal processing for echo cancellation. And I wondered whether the data which you processed here was from a real setup or whether it was simulated, so that if we see an improvement of, let's say, between 0 and I think about 4 dB ERLE improvement, is that indicative of what we might expect in a real mobile phone application?
For real application, our result is from simulation, but the linear echo path used come from a real test estimation. But in real tests, what we have seen is we use in generally some sine signal. We can see that there is a real effect of the non-linearities. And I think for me, it's interesting to focus on this problem.
Okay.
Even so, if.
Sorry, the real test set which you used, was it from a cell phone acoustic front end or something else?
It's a cell phone.
Okay. So let's thank the speaker.